Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. The latest Census of Agriculture says Iowa had more farms and younger farmers in 2022 than in the previous census. Agriculture Secretary Mike Naig says that these trends are positive, but there are still many obstacles that remain for beginning farmers.
It also remains very difficult for our young farmers to get access to the land that they need, the capital that they need. So it's encouraging, but we know that there's a lot of work to do.
Naig says the census shows there is generational change underway on the farm. The 2022 Census of Agriculture says Iowa gained 800 farms, 1% more than the 2017 Ag Census. The number of farmers under the age of 35 is 10% of the total. Naig spoke to an elementary school class in Hinton on Friday. Lamar's Fire Rescue was called early Saturday evening to an apartment on 3rd Avenue Northwest. Smoke was reportedly coming from the ceiling of the structure. The smoke was caused by an issue in the building's furnace. Firefighters cleared the smoke from the building and the renters were allowed to return. A plumber was called to fix the furnace. The Plymouth County Treasurer reminds residents that real estate and mobile home taxes are due on April 1st. Typically, the deadline is March 31, but Shelley Sitzman says this year March 31 falls on a weekend, so the deadline is April the 1st. Taxes are delinquent after April 2. Online payment of property taxes is an option. This can be done at iowatreasurers.org. Online payment can be done up until midnight April 1 without penalty. The calendar says spring doesn't arrive until March 19, but meteorological winter actually ended on Thursday. So we are now in the period of meteorological spring. State climatologist Justin Glisson said it was cold and snowy, but it really wasn't much of a winter.
For December, January, February, third warmest winter on record, almost 7 degrees above average. We've been throwing around the phrase the lost winter, given how warm conditions were.
As for the just-ended month of February, Glisson says what little snow fell didn't stick around long. The statewide average for precipitation during February was only 0.2 inches, making it Iowa's third driest February on record. Glisson says forecast models predict March will be warmer than normal, with good chances for increased precipitation. Artist Amanda Browder has returned to the Sioux City Arts Center to resume her Razzle Dazzle project, a massive textile sculpture that'll be suspended from different areas of the Arts Center's buildings in August. Browder is back to lead a new series of sewing days throughout the metro area during the month of March.
Even since I've been gone and then came back, we've gotten fabric donations. People came in and helped sort fabric. They're sewing some fabric at home. We've got this whole kind of system that's really slow but sure. Sure, but happening.
The sewing days are events during which volunteers spend time pinning together long stripes of similarly colored fabrics and then sew them together. She says no previous experience with textiles or sewing is required for the project. It'll debut just before Art Splash this summer. Iowa House Republicans passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act late last week and sent the bill to Governor Kim Reynolds' desk. The bill says state and local regulations can't restrict people from acting in accordance with their religion unless the government has a compelling interest. Opponents say the measure could allow discrimination against LGBTQ Iowans and others in services like health care, while backers say it would protect religious freedom in a narrow way. Governor Kim Reynolds released a statement indicating she'll sign the bill into law. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.